From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president-elect now agrees at least partially with the country's intelligence services. For the first time, the president-elect Donald Trump has acknowledged Russia did hack the Democratic National Committee's computers in an effort to meddle in the U.S. presidential election. During an hour-long press conference Wednesday, the future U.S. president also strongly denied an unconfirmed report that Russia has compromising personal information about him. More from VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
In his first news conference since winning the White House, Donald Trump acknowledged he believes Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee's computers in a bid to influence the November 8th presidential election.
As far as hacking, I think it was Russia, but I think we also get hacked by other countries and other people.
Trump also strongly denounced an unsubstantiated report that Russia has tawdry and compromising information about him.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Trump announced he will not divest himself from his business empire or create a blind trust during his presidency. Instead, Trump said his sons will run the business and I'll discuss it with him. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, Washington.
Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense gets his Senate confirmation hearing today. Retired General James Mattis will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is expected to give him approval. Mattis would become the first career military member to lead the Pentagon in more than 50 years. He retired from the U.S. Marine Corps in 2013 after serving as head of the U.S. Central Command. This is VOA News. Trump's nominee to lead the Central Intelligence Agency, Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo, is appearing Thursday before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence for his confirmation hearing. Pompeo has criticized President Barack Obama's administration for reining in the interrogation techniques, saying the methods were within the law, within the Constitution, and conducted with the full knowledge of appropriate lawmakers. And a third confirmation hearing today involves one of Trump's rivals for the Republican presidential nomination, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who is up for the job of leading the Department of Housing and Urban Development. A joint military operation in northern Afghanistan in early November regretfully killed 33 Afghan civilians and wounded 27 more. So says the United States military as it released details of its investigation into the incident. The deadly attack in Baz village in the rest of Kunduz province flattened dozens of houses, according to residents and Taliban insurgents. General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, said to defend themselves and Afghan forces, U.S. forces returned fire in self-defense at Taliban, who were using civilian houses as firing positions. He went on to say, regardless of the circumstances, I deeply regret the loss of innocent lives. Aid agencies say thousands of migrants in Southeast Europe are at the risk of dying as extreme cold weather sweeps across the region. Henry Ridgewell has more.
As extreme weather grips Southeast Europe, thousands of migrants are sleeping in empty warehouses or abandoned buildings, while providing shelter from the snow. Even inside, the temperatures are well below freezing.
I haven't seen this kind of place in my dreams. The situation is too much bad and the weather is too much cold.
The Serbian government has urged all migrants to move to official camps, but aid groups say they are full. Facing international criticism over conditions in the camps, authorities have moved hundreds of migrants into empty hotel rooms under a UN-sponsored program. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The U.S. Department of Justice has reached a settlement with the Germany-based Volkswagen Auto Company over charges that it skirted U.S. diesel fuel emission standards. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Wednesday Volkswagen has agreed to pay $4 billion in criminal and civil penalties and to take measures to prevent future violations. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.